99 Theses on Shaping a Better World. Number 1. Providing Roots and Wings for Our Children.
The education of children is the most important task parents or a nation have to undertake. On them, the future well-being of the world depends. Through the combined influence of home, community and school, education has to create men and women capable of doing new things well, not simply repeating what earlier generations have done. People who are insightful, creative, inventive, and who accept a responsibility for the well-being of others. Education involves giving youngsters both roots and wings. Roots to understand where they've come from, and wings to fly to where they need to go. To do this, they need, like the pilot of a trawler in rough and distant waters, or a soldier lost in no man's land, accurate back bearings to where they've come from. Equally, they need accurate front bearings to their ultimate destinations. On the intersection of these two bearings, the sailor, or soldier, or child, is totally dependent to calculate their exact position. Similarly, today's parents and politicians need to plot what needs to be the next step for an effective education. These theses have been constructed at a particular moment in time, when the seas seem to be running very wild, and the sky so full of colour and fast-moving clouds that it is impossible to tell whether this heralds the arrival of beautiful weather or a terrible storm. As Martin Luther, 500 years ago, ordinary people now, every bit as those in distant Wittenberg, need the confidence of having good bearings. Because all of us, individually and collectively, are on a journey. A journey that can open up multiple possibilities at every twist and turn. We're having to learn as we go along. We don't all start by knowing the same things, and inevitably we learn in different ways. We don't travel in a boat especially designed for this voyage. In reality, we sail into the future with all the baggage of past generations and all the decisions made in distant times that have given us a ship almost designed by a committee of ancients. The past 10 or 20 years have seen the ordinary man's knowledge of how human life has evolved and continues to evolve increase enormously. Yet it is important to realise that new ideas take a very long time to change the behaviour of institutions. The theory of behaviourism, based as it was on the belief there was nothing in the human brain that was not directly put there by teaching, still dominates most formal education systems. Indeed, dependence on institutional solutions has become almost as much of a reflex action as was the dependence of the pre-Reformation Church on the authority of the higher clergy. In considering future structures for educating our children, we need to be reminded of these mental assumptions every bit as much as we need to explore the possibilities of genetic mutations in the brain that have created preferred learning strategies, strategies that go with the grain of the brain, which we would ignore at our peril. We are as we are, research constantly reiterates, because of the way in which our human natures are activated or deactivated by the culture in which we live. Each of these theses is merely an icon, a window into a set of possibilities, a starting point, a place to pause and reflect. Their significance lies in their totality to open up such a broad perspective into a future so broad that we're not distracted by so much detail that we fail to see the big picture. In the order in which these theses are set out, they move through four phases. The wonder of human learning as currently and generally understood. The culture factors that account for who we, the English, are now. The most recent research into aspects of the learning process and the possible implications this could have on how parents, communities and schools respond to equipping the next generation of civilization's navigators to face an unpredictable and possible stormy future. It's not people's ignorance you need to fear, wrote a 19th century American journalist. It's what they know which darn well ain't true that causes all the problems.